with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In such books as Chilly Scenes of Winter and Falling in Place, Ann Beatty writes of the people who came of age in the 60s. In her latest satirical novel, Love Always, those of the Beatty generation are over 30, a little more tired, a little more desperate. Ann Beatty lives in Charlottesville, Virginia, and always seems to have a writing project.
I start writing in the late afternoon or early evening and write until 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever it might be. And then after I sleep for a while, I get up and look at what I've written and line edit that.
Ann Beatty is not a writer who hangs on to work once discarded.
I don't save anything. I don't save notes. I don't save rough drafts of things that don't finally get typed up and or printed somewhere. And so, no, I don't really go back and recycle material in any way. I don't think I've ever done that.
But there was one exception.
Years ago, I once had a temper tantrum, and I tore a story to shreds and threw it out, and it was actually rescued from me by the man that I was married to at the time, and he scotch-taped it back together very carefully, and I did do another draft of it then and send it off, and it was published in the New Yorker. It's a story called Snake Shoes.
Ann Beatty moved into a new house not long ago and found herself roughing it.
I was typing on a table with three legs. One had been broken off and moving, and I had book cartons propping up the other side of the desk. My typewriter was in the repair shop, and I had a huge electronic machine that I had almost no idea how to type on. And it was all shoved up in a tiny alcove looking out over the Blue Ridge Mountains, which I was much more inclined to study than the page in front of me.
That's Ann Beatty. Her novel Love Always, originally published by Random House, is now available as a vintage paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.